Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. As we continue with this story this week of Samson, we see that Samson has some major flaws. Some of us make it easier for others to see our faults, but we all have them. We would do well not to idolize men, recognizing that they all have their weaknesses. We should respect and honor our leaders, but we should never look upon them in such a way that our faith is shaken if their faults become evident. But isn't it wonderful to know that God redeems sinners like you and me, declaring us righteous not because of our perfection, because we have none, but because we have placed our trust in the promise of God and in the person and work of Jesus Christ, in which we find true perfection. Ultimately, that's what the author is doing in Judges. He's pointing us to Christ and not to fallible men. Christ is the ultimate deliverer, not Gideon or Barak or Jephthah, or even, as we'll find out this week, Samson. God used fallible men to deliver them from their bondage to political oppressors like the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Philistines. But it will take a perfect deliverer to rescue men and women from their bondage to sin. Judges should not only teach us how bad the men of that day were, but how bad all men are today, and thus how badly we need God's deliverance. And that deliverance has been accomplished by the Lord Jesus through His death at Calvary, through His resurrection and ascension for all who receive it. If Judges 13 got our hopes up so far as Samson concerned, chapters 14 through 16 are going to bring us down to reality. But the good news is that those who place their hope and faith in Jesus find that it is even better than we have ever imagined. He will never disappoint us. He will never fail. His deliverance is truly too wonderful, and it lasts forever. And we're praying here at LifeWord that you have placed your trust in Him. Today, please pray for Sirapong Yalbang, our missionary in Thailand. And also remember the French African LifeWord broadcast heard all throughout Africa.